time?
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, yes.
Great. Oh, and I can see you, too.
I know. Is it great?
Yeah. Those are the buttons. I can't see Debbie, but I know she's beautiful. Hello, I'm Joshua.
And I'm Mary, and welcome to From the Heart.
Orlando is widely known for its tourist spots and attractions, but many people don't know about its thriving arts community.
We are excited to introduce to you talented and passionate artists who shape our arts community. How do they create and why? And how can Orlando benefit from an even greater arts presence?
On each episode, we'll meet guests who are influential leaders and artists who are truly making a difference.
From the Heart.
Well, hello, Mary.
Hi, Joshua.
Back in the studio. Such a wonderful, grand time to be with you. I can't believe it's been a week already.
I know.
And to all of our listeners, welcome back to the show From the Heart. We hope that you've had a great week. And as you're getting ready for another Monday, we are going to have some incredibly wonderful conversation about arts education this week. But before we do, Mary, you had something to share, didn't you?
Well, yes. We always like to talk a little bit about the week in arts. And as you know, listeners, and you, Joshua, we have this magazine in Orlando called Orlando Magazine.
Yes.
And they had a best of list. And I happened to open it, and one of my friends got best of something. I'm just going to kind of share this with all of our listeners. So for best community arts organization, it just so happens that one of the founders and their executive director is you, Joshua Vickery, and you guys got first place. Yeah!
The audience goes wild.
But that's not all. So I start looking through more of the list to see what other organizations and people have gotten it. Well, for community leader, you got third. And I think that's amazing, and I am so proud of you. Can I take that applause home with me?
Yeah. I want that to follow me everywhere I go. So when they're actually cricket, thank you. You
know, I'm so proud of you.
It's a cool honor. It really is. And I'm just thankful that it somehow continues to bring exposure to the work and the mission of Central Florida Community Arts and all the wonderful things that organization continues to do. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. There's one more part that I want to add.
Yeah.
I was so happy. I called your mom to thank her for having you. And so... She said it was okay.
You thanked my mom for having me?
Well, of course I did.
Well, that's wonderful.
And she wrote you just a few sentences.
Aww.
As did your dad. They wrote it together. We are so proud of you. From the day you were born, we knew God had a special plan for you. You have always been a leader in all you do with a heart of gold, not to mention your love for music and the arts. Josh has never met a stranger that soon was not his friend. I'm so excited to be a part of his organization and to serve and perform under his leadership. As parents, we could not be more proud of his accomplishments. Joshua, keep on sharing your music, leadership, happiness, and happy heart. Love, Mom and Dad.
Oh, my God. Mary, you're supposed to be the crier on this show, not me. That is beautiful.
Isn't that sweet of her? Yeah,
really,
she loves
it really
you.
Is. Well, I've always had amazing, supportive parents who never tried to talk me out of pursuing music or pursuing the love and passions of my life. And my dad, being a pastor, really set the model for me when it came to service and thinking of others and putting others before myself. And so I hope to continue to model that for others if I can. But thank you for all those sweet words.
Sure.
You are always thinking of others. And this is a cool week for Central Florida Community Arts because it is a serve week for us. And yeah. So, you know, we partner with other local nonprofits and charities throughout the year to bring the arts at no cost. So fundraising galas and volunteer receptions and all sorts of fun stuff. And we've partnered with 107 charities in Central Florida since our inception. But this week is a little bit different where we allow our artists to go out and do what those charities do. So stocking the food pantries and feeding the homeless. And so today our whole staff got to go and paint the men's dormitory at the Coalition for the Homeless.
Oh, how was that?
It was just awesome. I mean, it really was, because there's nothing like hearing about these great organizations that are making such a difference in our community and knowing that they are, but then going to their campus, spending time with the people that are part of the organization, the leadership, walking the hallways, painting the hallways of people who have lost so much, who are trying to get their lives back together. It just gives you a greater appreciation for so many that do so much good in Central Florida and Orlando. So it really is neat. But you know what? It also reminds me that artists have a little bit of wanting to use their talents and their gifts and their abilities you know, when you're a vocalist and it's just a part of who you are, mm-hmm. or you're an instrumentalist and that violin or that French horn almost becomes another appendage to you.
Absolutely.
Want to use that to do something good.
Let me ask you, while you were all painting, did you break into song at any point?
We didn't break into song.
Really? I'm so surprised.
But I don't think there was one moment we stopped laughing. I mean, we went to go do something good, but we definitely had a great time because I think we got more paint on ourselves than we did on the walls. But it's a cool reminder. If you're listening to the show tonight, well, you are listening to the show because, you know, you're hearing me, but tuning into the show tonight, I hope you will be reminded that you can never outgive, you know, go and do something good for our community. We've talked about that a lot in the last few weeks.
Yes, we have. And we're going to talk about it some more today with our amazing guests.
Absolutely. Let's dive in and talk to them because mm-hmm. we have three rock stars today on our show, three dear friends, but also movers and shakers in arts education in Central Florida. So Mary, tell us who they are.
Well, we have Dr. Mary Palmer. Dr. Mary Palmer is president of Mary Palmer & Associates, a consulting firm specializing in the arts. She holds a bachelor's, a master's, and a doctorate degree from the University of Illinois. You know, she doesn't do much.
No, nothing.
She was recently named professor emerita at the University of Central Florida. She's a senior author of a pre-kindergarten through eighth grade music textbook series that has authored over 40 books, which are used worldwide. Oh, my goodness, Dr. Mary.
Where's the clap? She's the one who needs the clap, right?
I'll do it. That was me.
That was you.
Dr. Mary, guess what? Yeah. I've met you. I don't know if you would remember me or not, but I read for Peter and the Wolf. And you.
Oh, my gosh. You were
the curly head one.
You were fantastic. It was a really wonderful to have you with us for that performance of the story time. It was Symphony Story Time for the Orlando Philharmonic. So thank you.
It was fun, but when I read all this about you, I remembered that time and how gentle and generous you were with your time. You're like, here, let me show you, because I was pausing for a beat, and I only needed to pause for like a quarter beat, and then like you helped me hook it on to the bassoon, and it was great. You just helped me figure out how to get in there with that story. So thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank
That's
you.
Awesome. We also have Scott Evans on the show today. Scott Evans serves on our board of directors at CFC Arts, but just an amazing arts advocate. And he is the senior administrator of the Visual and Performing Arts for Orange County Public Schools. He's setting the vision for over 500 teachers in Orange County, which is one of the largest, and we'll talk about this, one of the largest school districts in the nation. And they are just doing an incredible, creative, innovative programming. And I'm sure he'll share some of that. But welcome, Scott, to the show.
Thank you so much.
Did Happy we get your here. Title right? Because you keep getting promotions and keep getting cooler and cooler. Did we get all that right?
Perfect.
Awesome. And then we also have Debbie Famy, who, Debbie Famy, I've been saying this forever, and I probably am going to get in trouble, but I'm going to do it. Your title is the Fine Art and Performing Arts Resource Teacher for Osceola District Schools, but that's just not, you're the grand poobah of the arts in Osceola County. That's your real title.
Well, thank you.
So she does the same as Scott does in Osceola County and really leads an incredible music program there. And I believe, and we'll talk about this, that the education programs and the school system is really creating an arts community in Osceola County. I think they, with Debbie's leadership, are leading the way to make arts so relevant and so important in Osceola County. So we are honored and privileged to have you here with us as well, Debbie.
You know what I like about what I read about her? That in 2008, she was Teacher of the Year and was selected as a state finalist.
Ooh.
Isn't that great? Congratulations.
That seems like forever ago, but thank you.
Some of us will never have that.
If you're just tuning in on Magic 107.7 FM from the heart with Mary Thompson Hunt and myself, Joshua Vickery, we are talking to Scott Evans and Debbie Famy and Dr. Mary Palmer about the importance of arts education. And we've only been on the show here for a few minutes, and I've already learned that Debbie was a Teacher of the Year and Mary Palmer helped make 40 textbooks come to life. I didn't even know either one of those. So we're going to learn lots about our guests. But I think our first question is very simple. It's pretty broad, but very simple. Why is arts education important to you personally? And why would you give up time to come to this radio show and talk about that? Let's start with you, Dr. Palmer.
Well, arts education is important for so many different reasons, and almost as many different reasons as there are different people. And there are some long-term reasons that arts education is so important. And one of those would be that, through the arts and serious study of the arts, people tend to reorganize their brains, and they're better able to think and to communicate and to work together, and of course to be good at whatever their art form is. But short term, arts education is very important in schools because it gives many students a place to connect with others, a place to be themselves, a place to be important and embraced and a part of things. And so that child who in kindergarten just can't communicate with others, and the teachers might think, oh my gosh, he's going to really have trouble in school, when he goes to his music class and he's the star drummer, it gives him a place and it changes other people's perspective of that child, allowing them to see that child in ways that will allow him to be successful and to achieve what his potential is. So there are so many reasons that it really matters. And then, of course, it brings people to the school. People want to see their children performing. They want to see their children engaging with others in successful ways. And so for that as well, there are many, many reasons.
Yeah, wow, you hit on so many great ones already. Scott, what do you think?
Well, yeah, Mary's talked so beautifully about the social-emotional benefits and the brain research. I'm going to approach it in addition to that specifically in Central Florida, we have such a wide range and varied job market here that are related to the creative arts industry. So really, as a school district, one of our missions is to prepare kids to be successful as they leave us and go on to lead their adult lives, and this is a perfect. The arts offer all sort of opportunities for careers that they can be passionate about and love. So it's not just a job, but we want to prepare kids to go into the world that they can be passionate about work and passionate about life. So making sure that the arts are available to them in our schools is really making sure that we're doing what we're responsible for, and that's preparing kids for success in the future.
I love that. And you can tell us about this hopefully in one of the segments coming up, but you're in the midst right now of a really cool partnership with Universal Orlando doing exactly that, preparing kids for the real world through arts education. So hold that, because Mary, I know Mary and I will want to come back to that. But how about you, Debbie?
Well, I think they've really said it all. So I'm just going to say you really cannot have a well-rounded education that prepares students for success in life without arts education for all the reasons that Scott and Mary have stated.
Mm. Yeah, I would agree with that. So I would assume that the three of you are absolutely in favor of STEAM instead of STEM, right? I mean, you just said it. You got to have it as part of a well-rounded. But Scott, why don't you kind of tell us about what you're going through right now and what you're experiencing right now with this partnership with Universal?
Yeah, it's an incredible program where we have right now about 50 students that are from lower socioeconomic schools, and we are exposing them to the creative arts industries that exist in our area. And we're doing that by utilizing Universal Orlando sort of as a playground for them to experience and explore all of these amazing jobs. Yesterday, we met with the designers and architects and engineers for the new Skull Island Kong ride. And then today, they, of course, got to go on that ride after seeing, behind-the-scenes footage of the creation of it and talking about what went into the theming of all of that, plus the math and the science behind the actual ride itself. And as part of those discussions, we are introducing them to all sorts of artists in the park that are working and living artists, and they are talking about their pathway to get to those jobs. So whether it was college or straight to a trade or through an internship, whatever the options and opportunities are, we're presenting all of those to our students so that they can leave high school with a plan. They know where they're going to go. They know what they want to do. They know how to get there.
That's invaluable. I mean, if you didn't bring them to even think of this, they wouldn't have a plan.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, I'm sure you have students that go in with their minds already made about what they want to explore, but I'm sure once they see other options, are you seeing kind of eyes awakened and hearts awakened to new possibilities with these students?
Oh, absolutely. There's so many jobs that they never even considered. They're enrolled in their traditional arts courses at their schools, but then when they see how those traditional arts courses can connect to so many other creative arts industry jobs, honestly, they leave not sure anymore because there's so many pathways they could take. They're just excited about which one of those is going to be the best fit for them.
Mm.
You're listening to Magic 107.7 From the Heart. Joshua Vickery and myself are speaking about arts and education. As we continue, Debbie, what do you think? Do you have any stories in particular of a way that art has affected a young person that it wouldn't have had they not been introduced?
Absolutely. In Osceola County, we have so many students that are coming from homes where they are not very advantaged for having arts and culture in their lives. And we see time and time again how our students are being put on paths to college, college careers, college scholarships through their arts, through what they are doing in the arts, through what we have exposed them to in the schools. One particular instance that I can think of is a student who is now pursuing his master's degree at Juilliard, went as an undergrad to Juilliard because of his trumpet. This student probably would not have been even attending a college if it were not for his trumpet and the arts and the music education that he received. He came from a family where college was not really an option. And so time and time again, I'm seeing these students who are not set up on those paths, but it is through the arts education that they are given in our school systems that we are finding those paths to success.
That is beautiful. We'll be right back on 107.7.
Welcome back, listeners, to From the Heart on Magic 107.7 FM. I'm Joshua Vickery with my lovely and talented co-host, Mary Thompson Hunt, today known as MTH, because we have Dr. Mary Palmer with us as well. So when we want to make sure we know who's talking to who. So we've got MTH in the house talking about arts education. But we also have Scott Evans with Orange County Public Schools, Debbie Femi with Osceola County Public Schools, and Mary Palmer was so much. We're just going to say with arts education in general. But we welcome all three of you back here to the show. And, you know, we're going to go pick back where we left off last time, Debbie, and just to talk a little bit more about the student from Juilliard who you helped mentor and now has come back to give back in a huge way. Tell us about that.
Sure. Every time that he is back in town to visit his parents, when he can break away from his very busy schedule because he is touring really all over the world, performing and such nowadays. But every time he's back, he gives us a heads up. He wants to know where he can go, what band rooms he can go into to help inspire and motivate some of the younger students that are in our system now. But it leads me to want to share with you something that has had an impact on so many of our students beyond just this one that has gone on to Juilliard. We have a partnership it started as a partnership with the Juilliard School in its first year. It's a program that we now call START, with capital A-R-T in there. And it's where during the summer for a two-week intensive, we bring down 11 to 13 teaching artists that have been Juilliard trained. And we come together for this summer arts intensive, which opens to all arts forms, including creative arts. The teaching artists come in and they work with about 170 of our students. All of our students, regardless of what they audition in, what art form they audition in, get to experience all of the art forms.
Nice.
So you may have it auditioned in as a dancer, but you're going to be doing monologues and you're going to be doing visual art, you're going to be doing every art form, rotating through. And these students come together and they create a show, which they put on at the end of 10 days. And through this program and the partnerships that we have with the Juilliard teaching artists, they continue all year long to collaborate with our kids and help our kids understand how to apply and audition to some of the finest colleges. And so beyond the student that's at Juilliard now, we've really had great success in getting kids to very high level colleges throughout the country.
That's amazing.
Wow. Who would have ever thought that Juilliard would be partnering with Osceola County Public Schools? I mean, but that is really with your leadership, Debbie. Give us a success story out of that. A student that has gone through that experience and either helped define where they were headed or, you know, I know there are great success stories out of your leadership because of Donald Roop, who leads our theater program and was once your student and you helped guide him. But maybe through this specific partnership with Juilliard, give us an example of something where it's changed a student's life.
Sure. Well, right now we have a student, a former student, who is out in LA, and she's on the American Crime series. And she keeps in touch with us and continues to motivate students and say, realize your dreams and go for it. Live those dreams. I think that's one of the biggest things that this project has done, this summer project has done, because our students see people who are living their dreams and making it under the spotlight, who started off just like them, a student in love with the arts and passionate about the arts in their high schools. And so we're seeing students going on to really live their dreams.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, I was just speaking of L.A. I was meeting with this morning with a producer from L.A. who's worked on Desperate Housewives and Downton Abbey and a few really cool shows. And she is talking to us about doing a documentary on Central for Working Arts and its story from the angle of people who were involved in arts education in high school and college, involved in a band or a choir or a theater program. She was a drum major herself at Lake Brantley High School and now has this successful career. And she wants to talk about how if you have that foundation, that solid ground in being in band, you know, those connections that Mary Palmer was just talking about with that direction, how that makes you a better professional in whatever other career you might choose if it's not music. That's a really interesting thought. And Mary Palmer, I'm sure you can tell us about that. Do you think that's true? Do you think that no matter what career you go into, no matter what profession you choose, that if you have that arts education foundation, it'll make you more successful?
Ooh, I totally think so. And if we look at the numbers of students who go into medical schools, for instance, the highest percentage are actually students who have studied music. If we look at Steve Jobs with Apple, when he was the head of Apple, he loved to interview people who had music education as part of their background because he knew that their thinking was maybe a little bit different and a little bit out of the box and really lent itself to the flexibility that's so required in today's job market. So absolutely. I mean, I think she's definitely onto something and a wonderful opportunity for everyone.
You know, also, I think it helps with collaboration. We had Mayor Buddy Dyer tell us the story about his football team that it was insisted they all take a drama class. So after rehearsal or after practice, they'd have to go to rehearsal. And they didn't want to at first. But long story short, they did so well that they ended up winning, doing a play and winning states. And when the Dr. Phillips Center opened, he had two seats for her right down front when he helped officiate that ribbon cutting ceremony. So
yeah, that's so true. I remember him talking about that drama teacher became one of the most influential people in his life. Mm-hmm. And a lot of his leadership lessons that he now leads by, it was through that drama experience in high school.
Learning collaboration.
Yeah.
And I could see why Steve Jobs would like that because that's how he worked.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Scott, I'm curious. You know, you could be a CEO. You know, you're smart. You're passionate. You're a go-getter. You could be a CEO of any Fortune 500 company. Why did you choose this path? Why are you in the role that you are in today?
Because I get to affect thousands and thousands of young lives every day. I mean, there's no job more rewarding than the job I do. Making sure that the arts are available to every one of our students that goes through Orange County Public Schools, which is close to 200,000 students, is huge and so valuable to our community, and more importantly, more valuable to me. I mean, it makes me feel so good about what I do, knowing that I'm influencing the lives of these kids through the arts.
And what's a typical day like for you?
Typical?
There is no typical day, right?
No, and that's what I love about my job. I mean, I can be looking through blueprints for a new school building, reviewing the arts spaces in that school, you know, 1 minute, and then the next minute I'm talking to a parent who's upset that their child didn't get the lead role at one of our schools, and then 5 minutes later looking at designing budgets for, you know, strings programs. So it's so varied, and it requires so many skills that admittedly I did not have necessarily when I started.
What's your biggest challenge?
Biggest challenge? I think doing everything I want to do, everything I know that our teachers need, everything I know that our students need, and everything I know that our schools need is enormous and really not something that can all be accomplished. So sort of picking which ones of those are prioritized and meeting those needs.
You bring up needs, and something I would like to ask the three of you, what are some needs that you all might be aware of that our listeners might be able to help with?
Yeah, Debbie, how about you take that?
Oh, boy, I'd have to think about that one for a minute. I think possibly that the listeners just understand that students really do need the arts. They need to develop that creative side of them. In our schools, you know, testing has taken up so much of their time, and these students need to be up creating and moving and dancing. And if parents would be vigilant to be sure that the school systems and the decision makers understand that students need this and that they learn through play. It's not just about what can be tested. We have to allow them the time to explore their creative artistic side. And I think letting decision makers know that is just so, so important.
That's a great response. That you said you had to think about it, but you didn't need to think about it.
You
live, eat, breathe this. You know what your students need.
Learn through play.
Yeah,
which I love because you're learning how to engage and connect and work with other people.
Yeah, I love that. And if you're just tuning in on Magic 107.7 FM on From the Heart, my Joshua Vickery with my co-host Mary Thompson Hunt. You know, it's interesting what Debbie just said. About learning through play and learning through experience and what that teaches. Mary Palmer, what do you think are some characteristics that arts education, whether it be through in the classroom or through being involved in band and choir and in orchestra and theater, what are some characteristics that or attributes that might come out of that for a person?
Well, I think that there are many. I love what Debbie said about learning through play. And, you know, it's learning through experiences and having opportunities. And I think that we can help to develop the attributes, the positive attributes that will come out of children's exposure and experiences with the arts when we as parents and as a community step into those experiences with them. And so parents who want to help their children develop into this total little being that they are capable of becoming will serve their children and themselves well by getting them involved in community experiences in the arts so that the arts aren't just something that happens in their classroom, but the arts are something that shape our community and that people continue in experiencing and engaging in the arts and making art throughout their lives, that this is a lifelong endeavor. And I think that that's one thing that we can really do, and the result of it will be people who are more in tune with each other and people who have more empathy, people who are willing to take risks and who have some persistence, because in the arts we're going to share things, and so we want them to be good, and it takes persistence to get to a level of excellence that allows that kind of engagement and sharing. And so I think that if we can engage parents with our children and engage our children, parents, and schools with our communities, we're going to have even greater results.
Wow. I'm going to vote. Can we vote for president, Dr. Mary Palmer?
No, I was just thinking that's her 41st book.
Right. I was going to say that's a book right there.
It really is.
But you could not have said that any better. Mm-hmm. And I hope that every person in Central Florida is listening to this show tonight, because that's such great words. You know, Mary, you're such an intelligent, articulate, spokesperson for arts education. The first time I ever heard you speak was at the United Arts Principal Breakfast for Orange County Public Schools. And I heard you talk about arts education. And, you know, I've always believed that arts education is important, but I don't think I ever left more passionate about it than after I heard you speak. And you've been a part of the Florida Alliance for Arts Education, which is an incredible organization, since 1981. And really, the mission of this is to unite educators, artists, community leaders, concerned citizens, arts education organizations, art institutions, and corporate partners to ensure that every student has a complete education that includes the arts. And I think with all of those things, that's probably every single person that's listening right now to us that affects someone. So why is it important that we have all of those people involved in ensuring that arts education happens?
You know, everybody has kind of a different role. And when we leave arts education only to the schools, if they have issues along the way, maybe there's a funding issue, maybe there's a time issue, maybe there's conflict with the curricular program that requires certain testing, you know, all of those kinds of things. When the schools hear from the community, wait a second, this is important, this matters, then we are really stronger. And the Florida Alliance for Arts Education was really built on the idea that working together, community and schools, everybody gets strengthened. And so I think that that's the really important message from the Florida Alliance for Arts Education, that we're in this together, and how we work together is going to determine the level of excellence that we can achieve within our schools and within our communities. And sometimes it takes voices from all over the place talking about what those goals are so that we can get to the ends that we really value.
Well, Dr. Mary, I am so glad we are all in this together. We're going to come back and hear a little bit more from Scott, Debbie, and Dr. Mary Palmer in just a few minutes. This is Magic 107.7 From the Heart.
Welcome back to From the Heart on Magic 107.7 FM. I'm Joshua Vickery with my co-host, Mary Thompson Hunt, and we are so honored and excited to be able to host the show every single week. And thank you for tuning in and listening in, and hopefully each Sunday night you're learning about and experiencing the arts. And today we have three amazing arts advocates and leaders in our community: Scott Evans with Orange County Public Schools, Debbie Famey with Osceola County Public Schools, and Dr. Mary Palmer with Florida Alliance for Arts Education. And so I just have a quick question for you guys, because I know we want to talk more about arts education, but to be a leader in the arts, you got to be an artist yourself. There's something in the arts closet that you do. So what is it that you do creatively? Mary, let's start with you.
Okay, well, my exciting thing over the past decade has been to have a piano duo, and it's called the Mary Kay Dynamite Duo. And we have, and you can, by your laughter, you can tell that this is sort of, we're taking a fun kind of approach to sharing music with friends and others, and new friends in our performances. And so we have crafted performances that are based on great music, whether it's women composers or composers of a particular genre or whatever. We crafted great concerts that are held in people's living rooms. And we each place we play, we call it our debut. So our first debut was in the Carnegie Hall area, across from Carnegie Hall, the only way to get to Carnegie Hall.
Through the deli.
Yes, exactly. And in various places around the country and around the world. So we played, and the whole purpose of it, certainly was to let ourselves play the piano, but it also was to help people recognize that music is fun, that music is interactive. And so being an elementary music teacher, by my love, we had people engaged with the concert. They would dance with their scarves, and they would play little instruments at certain places. And, you know, so it was just plain fun. And so that is sort of my passion of the last decade. And then I continue to sing, not every Sunday, but on occasion with a fabulous church choir at the Winter Park Methodist in Winter Park. And so that's
so how can we get
personal.
You to do a Mary Kay piano duo here?
Exactly, why haven't I heard this, number
because
one? And why
now that Joshua has heard it, you know it's going to happen.
I haven't heard it, but it will happen. I want to hear
and
this.
I thought it was like a Mary Kay where they play piano and then sell you lipstick or something. I was like,
well,
oh, really?
We did sell the lipstick. We wore the pink boas, but we didn't.
Oh, my gosh. I love that. Well, that is definitely going to be another show, the Dynamite Duo Mary Palmer. Scott, what do you do?
Oh, well, you know, fortunately, the career I chose also happens to be the art passion that I have. So I was a piano major through college and then taught vocal music in middle school and high school.
Right.
And the way that I get my art out is, one, I'm a behind-the-scenes musician, so I love sitting at home playing the piano in solace with no one around and no one listening. I'm the best pianist in that light. And then what I really love doing of late, the past few years, I've been able to go around conducting honor choirs around the state, and I just love getting to go work with different choirs of students from different areas in our state. It's so fulfilling to me, and it's great to make art and music with all of these kids from around the area.
That's so
beautiful.
Cool. MTH, you're getting to meet so many conductors on this show.
I love it.
There's another one sitting right there beside you.
Do you feel like you're playing when you conduct?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, as an improviser, we always say, are you playing tonight? Are you playing this weekend? And isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
It's work, but...
And it's actually an affirmation of what Debbie had said to us earlier about that. So, Debbie, what do you do for fun?
Well, I came out of the elementary music classroom, and I just love creating music with young students. And so I do ask my teachers whenever possible, if we're doing an all-county concert or something like that, if you need a guitar player, I'm your girl. And so I do get to play with students sometimes.
What kind of guitar?
I have a folk guitar mostly, yeah. And so I'm also the director of my contemporary choir at church. So every Sunday I get to enjoy playing music with other people in my choir. And then sometimes... the problem with this job is we don't have enough time to make music. That's the one part that I don't like. But whenever we can, I'll get together with a bunch of my music teachers and we'll do some recorder consort type things, because I just learned to love the recorder teaching it at the elementary level. So we do that. I think one of the more fun things that we've done is I've put together an administrator's band, which is just we don't rehearse all the time, but whenever there's an opportunity to bring out this administrator's band, which includes my assistant superintendent, we'll get together and I'll get them to perform a few songs with us. So we've got a drummer and a trumpet player and a guitar player and a bass player. And it's really fun to watch these administrators kind of sweat it out.
Debbie,
and they're
do
really
you ever...
good. They're really good.
Are
MTH.
You been?
Oh, yeah, I've been. I've heard them. They're awesome. And, you know, a couple of the principals will have like a shaker, you know, like they're a part of it, though. It's awesome.
Debbie, do you ever co-conduct?
Do I co-conduct?
Like in January?
Well, Scott is telling me I'm going to.
Folks, you heard it here first.
She has already agreed.
Scott
to let her
and
fool
Debbie
you.
Are teaming up.
I want to hear about the other part of our deal before I finalize this one.
So just
Josh and I want to hear about it too.
For the
too.
Listeners, though, Debbie Famy's she's going to be our ORF clinician conductor for our January Elementary All County, and I'm going to be conducting the chorus at the same concert. So we're going to do some collaboration and get to work together in that light, which, of course, anytime I can work with Debbie Famy is a bonus
course.
And a plus. So.
Well, Mary Thompson Hunt, we missed out because we could have had some piano duets and a folk guitar and recorders all on the show today. We missed out.
There's still more weeks to come. We
That's
still could.
True.
And some Mary Kay.
I love that. You know, I was just looking, browsing the American for the Arts website, which I love that organization. Kind of leading the way in Washington. And Of course, they say that, and we all agree with that arts education is an integral part of all students' lives. But we all envision a country where everyone has access to and takes part in high quality and lifelong learning experiences in the arts, both in school and in the community. What do you think we can do? What can our listeners do? What can we do? What can Mary Thompson Hunt and I do to ensure that the next generation receives that education, receives a well-rounded education that includes the arts? Let's start with you, Mary Palmer. What do we need to do to ensure that?
Each one of us needs to be an outspoken advocate for the importance of arts in our lives, for the importance of what arts education can do for people and how it is a lifelong opportunity for building excellence, for building community. So each of us needs to be an outspoken advocate. And in order to be an effective advocate, each of us really needs to find out what's going on so that we can address what the needs are. We can identify what the strengths are and celebrate those strengths, because there is so much wonderful work happening in our community in the area of arts education in our schools. And so we need to know what those successes are so that we can look at them and share them. And we need to be able to talk about how the arts are impacting what happens in schools. We all know that many kids stay in school because of their arts classes and their arts programs, and that's what drives them in their school. Well, that's important to talk about, because otherwise, what would happen to those kids? Where would they be? What would be their future? And so we have a great story to tell, and we need to learn the story, and we need to tell it.
Thank you for telling us that, because for all our listeners out there, that includes you too. If you have children in school and you've witnessed something that was an aha moment for that child or even yourself, share that story. That's how you spread it.
Yeah, I think that's great. And if you're just now tuning in on Magic 107.7 FM from the Heart with Mary Thompson Hunt and myself, Joshua Vickery, we're talking about how can we ensure that the next generation has that well-rounded education that does include the arts. And I think we were just beginning to talk about it, Mary, about parents. I think mm-hmm. they're part of the key. And so, Scott, why don't you talk to all the parents that are listening right now and tell them, why is it so important to engage their child in the arts?
Well, I think, for all the reasons that we've talked about throughout the show, as far as the social and emotional connections it helps kids make and the organizational skills and the job preparation, all of those things that we know that are amazing. But I think, one of the critical things when we talk about parents is parents need to know that they are empowered to be those advocates for arts education in the schools, and that they can go to those schools in our schools and wherever they are to demand that arts are available to their child, that high quality arts are in the schedule, that high quality arts are part of the opportunities that all kids have. And that really is up to the parents to say, this is what we expect of our education system. This is what we want our schools to offer. And it is our expectation that our children have that opportunity. And really, if that comes from parents, there's no stopping the opportunities that we'll be able to offer to kids.
Who does the parent call? The principal, the music teacher?
School board members, principal, superintendent, whoever they feel like, needs to hear it. That message needs to come from parents for sure.
And Debbie, we know that accessibility to the arts is also extremely important. So what would you give advice to someone that might be listening, here on Magic? It's over multiple counties, and some of these are rural areas that might not have high schools that have great theater programs or orchestra programs. What advice would you give to families that are longing to be a part of something but maybe not have access to it?
Well, again, like Scott said, definitely getting word to the decision makers that the parents want this and that the students need this. And also for them to look to the community cultural organizations, the work that Central Florida Community Arts is doing to bring access to students is incredible. And there are opportunities within the communities as well, but definitely the schools owe it to our students. So I just emphasize what Scott said. Parents should not be shy about picking up that phone and making that call.
Joshua, I just thought of something a little bit earlier when Dr. Mary said about telling a story. There was a moment when I was doing that Peter and the Wolf story. We were at a small winter park daycare center. And the quintet started playing, and when there was a solo with the oboe, this little boy, about 5 years old, he went, "Whoa!" I know that was loud, but that's how we all just looked. And
you just scared
face,
me, Mary. I'm looking right at you. You still scared me.
But his eyes opened and his mouth opened, and we all just paused for a moment. He got something. Sometimes maybe it introduces children to a calling that they have. That sound, that vibration woke something up in that child. You might be working for him one day, Dr. Mary.
Yeah, I love that. Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, the three of you are such great advocates. You're such great community leaders. Today, you have articulated so well the importance of arts education and how it really does change a life or fortify and give a foundation for a successful future. And we would encourage you, MTH and I would encourage all of you that are listening, to be an advocate yourself. You know, get involved and reach out to the school board and to the principals and really demand. I think the word was used, demand high education when it comes to the arts. So thank you to Scott and to Debbie and to Mary, all three of you, for leading the way in arts education and being with us today.
Yes, thank you very, very much.
Yeah,
and pleasure to be with you.
Yes, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
It is our pleasure, and I adore all three of you. And Mary, you know, we have so much happening in the arts community in this next week. It's kind of the last week for arts camps.
Yes.
And so get out there and get, and speaking of getting your child involved, go to the arts camp. Orlando at play.com has some great listings, but also Beauty and the Beast is happening at the Orlando Shakespeare Theater. And something, Mary, you and I need to go to this sometime, but the Bach Festival Society does some really cool intimate concerts at the Alfond Inn, and they have a classical jazz concert at the Alfond Inn next week. So some really cool things. Are you going to go check anything else out, Mary? Or?
I'm sure that I am. Oh, I've got tickets for two of the benefits at the Dr. Phillips that are coming to
town. Fun Home and the big Broadway. Yes. Amazing.
Yes, I'm going to go support both of those.
Well, and I saw, too, that there's a really cool silent auction that goes with that, the second concert, the Broadway concert, with signed posters and playbills and memorabilia, all going to a great cause. So go out and support the arts this week. Support arts education. Get involved and learn more about it. And check out OrlandoAtPlay.com to see all the things that are happening that you can support.
And one other thing, we have a Facebook page. Go ahead and join it, like it, whatever, because we're putting things on there. And also let us know who you would like to have us have on. You're a part of this show, too. Those of you that are here or listening every Sunday night, you're a part of our family. So let us know who you'd like to hear from.
Mary, always a pleasure to spend time with you. Always a pleasure to talk about something we both love, the arts. So join us next week here on From the Heart, Magic 107.7 FM. We'll see you then.